there just because I could keep having those possessions for a little while.
Yeah, I mean that pale ale is nice in it's that. Nice. Sure,
and,
sure.
You know, you set yourself up with the big beer in the front. You're eating, you know, you're getting your flavor in and stuff, and then you can merge into the lighter beer.
You know, and that is a good question. So if you're going to a party and at the party, you know that the person hosting is a craft beer lover,
mm-hmm.
who's going to have a variety of beer. Maybe they're trying to show off, or maybe they just live in an area that has an abundance of really good availability.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you start?
I started with the barley wine. I want to drink the most expensive beer they've got. And then I'm only going to have a sip. I want them to open up their 20-year-old bottle of barley wine. And then I'm going to have a sip. And then I'm going to go, okay, that was nice. And then I'm going to go drink, you know, a Pilsner.
Oh, you're that special person.
I'm that guy. I'm the guy who never gets invited back to a party.
Gotcha. That's great. Yeah. Whereas I'm the opposite. Like,
you're the cheap date.
No, I'll drink the lower ABV stuff while I'm having the food and putting the layers on, et cetera, yeah. et cetera. And then as the party wears on and the cool people are still there while the periphery have left, then you get to the good stuff. And then you try.
Yeah, I think it just depends on like what somebody's wanting to open or willing to open.
And that's fair. That's fair. Okay. Oh, that's good. I'm just curious.
Yeah. But I think also, you know, it just depends on what you're in the mood for and how far you got to drive.
Mm. Yeah, that's a...
You have to be responsible, folks.
Yeah. Have to be responsible.
Take a lift.
Okay. Well, we'll be back with more musings in just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. So, today's episode is revolving around a brewery from New Jersey called Spellbound Brewery, and they're from Mount Holly, New Jersey, which is more inland than the coast, for those of you that are trying to keep up. And right before the couple of breaks, we were talking about a pale ale, we were talking about a hoppy IPA, we were talking about a hazy IPA, and now we get to the last one, known as the porter. But this porter is a little special because this porter is aged on Palo Santo,
which is that's like South American wood, right?
Yeah. Which is interesting. So this is 6.9% ABV. So it's not too high in the grand scheme of things. Now, this is one GABF Gold in 2017, and then Silver in 2018 and 2021.
Wow, that's crazy.
That is. I mean,
that's great. The only other Palo Santo beer, I think we were talking about it, was called Palo Santo. It was from Dogfish Head.
Oh, yeah.
And I think they built an entire fooder or something out of Palo Santo wood that they aged their beer in. And it was really good, and it was a very distinctive beer. I don't know if they still make it. Maybe they do or don't. I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen it on the shelf lately. But I do remember we went to the brewery and we saw it.
Yeah.
And actually, I think that's when we went with my dad.
Yep.
And he was sort of blown away that
he loved all the plumbing and the pipe work.
Oh gosh. Yes.
So
Tiger was a fan of the plumbing.
Yep.
Because he was a plumber.
There you go.
Anyways, okay, so 6.9% ABV porter. It's a year-round porter, which they have.
I think it's their mesmerizing porter is what it's called.
Yes, that is their standard.
Yeah. It's one of their four core beers.
Yes, one of their cores. Thank you. But aged on Palo Santo wood. The Palo Santo brings out more chocolate flavor. And the beer changes flavors and aromas as it warms. Most notable is the chocolate, vanilla, anise, and mint.
I smell the anise right now. I'm smelling
it. Do you? Yes.
Oh, wait. That was my thumb. Sorry. sorry. No, it is very chocolatey. This is a very chocolatey beer.
So very, like, roasty chocolatey, right?
Yeah, but when you taste it, the wood does bring out, wow. It's almost like this interesting sort of milky vanilla flavor from the wood. And I do see where there you could get some anise. I'm guessing maybe if it warms up more, you might get some mint. I don't know. I'm going to let it sit for a little bit, but kind of warm it up. But very interesting beer.
This is okay. So there's this creaminess to it up front, right? Mm-hmm. But then it ends. Like,
yeah.
And it's not like a hazy IPA where the creaminess is throughout and sort of subtly finishes. This has a nice hard finish to it, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But, and it's got this like almost slickness at the end too. This tastes more than 6.9% ABV. Like, I just feel like there's a lot of flavor in here.
I think there's a lot of depth to what's going on. I even kind of get notes of cinnamon, which is probably just crazy. But like, I think when you have beers like this where they're aged on wood and it's got like all the things going on from the malts, plus the wood, plus the hops and whatever else, you know, they've done to it, you're going to sometimes get notes yourself that maybe other people don't fully get. And that's kind of part of the cool thing as well, is what sort of individual experience are you having with this beer? And this is a very interesting beer in a lot of ways to me, just because you don't see this very often, you know, the Palo Santo.
Sure.
Because it's probably not that cheap to...
It's a wild tree that's native to the Yucatan Peninsula and also found in Peru and in Venezuela.
Yeah.
So clearly it's not indigenous to the United States. You know what I mean?
I think I'm getting the mint.
Yeah, and it's found in seasonally dry tropical forests.
Hmm.
But I burn a lot of Palo Santo in the house.
Smells great.
Just because it is such a great aroma. And yeah, it's one of those woods that it doesn't just like burn quick. It kind of like the smoke lingers, and the smoke is just a beautiful fragrance.
Yeah, burn it out in our little fire pit sometimes to keep the mosquitoes away and just to enhance the experience of being out there.
Sure.
I think it's an amazing, amazing wood. And usually I only say that about mine, but.
So there's been a few breweries that have used Palo Santo besides Dogfish Head, which that's okay. The first one to come to mind. Remember that we did a brewery takeover from Estonia.
Oh, yeah. The
Pohalla. If I'm saying that correctly, Pohalla?
The Elk. It was Elk Brewing.
Was it elk? Okay. Well, anyways, they...
Well, that's what it is in English, is elk brew.
Okay, gotcha. Well, they have done Baltic Porters aged in Palo Santo. Yeah, which I think is...
That's very cool.
Yeah. And in Ecuador, they drink a Palo Santo tea. Hmm. So I'm assuming that they use like some wood chips in it. But how interesting is that?
Nice. Very cool.
But anyways, I mean, kudos for thinking that... I mean, to use
Palo Santo. Outside the box.
Right, you know, right, right.
It's very, very creative.
I mean, here where we live, when we think of barrel aged, it's obviously like a whiskey, bourbon,
it's mostly
something.
Oak.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
So to have something like this is really quite nice.
Yeah.
Quite nice.
I think this is the beer of the flight. The beer of the flight.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
This is... Yes, yum. I think we should rate this a 5.
Okay, we'll go 5.
Yes, and I could see why this has won many awards.
Yeah.
Because it's not just a woody flavor. It's really like enhancing. Yeah.
I only wish we had the original porter to try.
Well, that's fair. Yeah. That's fair. Well, I think for a flight that we found.
Just randomly.
At a craft beer store. I think this is a great intro to Spellbound.
If you're in central eastern New Jersey or eastern PA, find these beers.
Yeah, totally, totally. Well, that's going to do it for today. Good old boy, Dave. Thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for letting me be here in my home.
Sure. Yeah.
Drinking beer.
This is Good Old Gal Juliana. Thanks for joining us. Keep on chugging and catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone, play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor, take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode. And keep on sipping.
Production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
So I don't pop out like a cha-cha. Taking care of me and mine, better call off. All the shit I had to do, better fall off. To a new dimension, but my peace of mind protecting. Baby, got a one-way ticket, don't test me. Better lose these digits, don't text me. If you try calling on my line, make sure your signal's on hi-fi. Can't ask about you every time. But you're that work, is your that work? I'm fine. Just need above every time. If the waves see it as a sign, and if I'm oscillating or debating, then I'm better off getting dirty. I lay up in my bed like, think I need to go red light. Think I need to go red light. Think I need to go red light. Need to stop so I feel right. Take a minute to breathe. I think I need to go red light. Think I need to go. Think I need to go. Bring in the big guns. Only going outside for some real ones. Any less than I ain't leaving till the day's done. Going A1 in my true era. I dare you to say some. That's what I thought, stayed on. 8+ hours till the sun's up. Got a date with my duvet, waiting on a new daylight. I got lost on you, froze up like a yoga fruit. Light flashing before my eyes. Heart beating like I might die. Wish I could run, wish I could fight. Liquid gold, only thing keeping me sane. Memories on my mind, hits like a stain. Told my mama quit this time, but it hurts to lie. I lay up in my bed, I think I need to go red light. Think I need to go red light. Think I need to go red light. Need to stop so I feel right. Take a minute to breathe. I think I need to go red light. Think I need to go. Think I need to go. I know why. Cold hard time to get mine. Cut me up, now it's time to leap back in a line. When a line. Feeling like I know why. Cold hard time to get mine. Cut me up, now it's time.
Thank you. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Radio. It's Burnaby. Bum, 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 bum.
Listening.